Hello, Caitlin.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Good. So, everyone, I want to introduce you to Caitlin. We go back to high school. We were on the dance team at a dance studio together. That's how we know each other. And we just kept in touch ever since. And currently, she is a licensed cosmetologist. She is a makeup artist, mainly, and she does some hairstyling, too. But I wanted to bring her on today to talk to you guys and answer a bunch of questions all about makeup and beauty, because that's basically my favorite topic ever. So, welcome, Caitlin.
Hey, thanks. I'm excited. This is kind of my first interview. I mean, I've done one for a magazine before. But I've never liked
this is
interesting.
Okay, hopefully you have a lot of fun. Well, first I just wanted you to kind of tell everyone exactly what you do for a job and how you got started doing it and what background you have and what got you interested in the beauty industry.
Gotcha. So when I was in college, I actually was going for journalism, and it was the most boring thing ever. No offense to anybody who's a journalist, but it was so boring. So I started taking photography classes instead, and when I was doing that, I really got into it. So I started doing little photo shoots and stuff with my friends. I even got paid to do a few photo shoots, too. But when people would come, they would never have hair and makeup done. Why would you come to a photo shoot with no hair and makeup? But whatever. So eventually, I started messing around with my friends, doing their hair and makeup, and taking pictures of them. And I was like, oh, man, I kind of really like doing hair and makeup. So I ended up going to Aveda and getting licensed. And when I graduated from there, I went to a couple salons, but I just didn't really like the salon environment. And what I really wanted to do was the makeup and hairstyling. So I kind of just started doing it, and it kind of progressed from there. So that's kind of how I did get into it. But then when I look back on it, even when I was in high school or middle school, I always was messing around with my friends doing their makeup and hair. So it kind of came full circle after I really thought about it. So that's kind of how I got into it.
Okay, cool. Tell everyone what kind of events you do and what different kind of work. I know you do some print stuff, right?
Yeah, so this year, the majority of what I've been doing is a lot of weddings. Prior to that, I did strictly photo shoots. So this year, I've been doing more weddings, but I basically do weddings. I do photo shoots. I mean, if you just want big glam for a night out, I do that. I've been doing some video productions a little bit this year for different companies that are filming promo videos for companies. I mean, that's not really the fun stuff. You're just making them look better. You're not really like...
Yeah, you can't be adventurous.
Yeah, you can't like the color. It's very boring. You're like, okay, let me just cover your dark circles. But yeah, that's what I do, and it's fun. It doesn't ever feel like work, so you can't really complain.
Yeah, I would love to do that if I was better at it. Okay, with the jobs that you do that are the actual client is hiring you, say like if I wanted you to do my prom makeup or something, what kind of looks, and especially with the bride, do you most get asked for?
Oh, so it's always Pinterest, of course. And literally, if I'm doing brides, people show me the same two or three pictures.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It literally is, like, every single time. It's so crazy. So I kind of started creating my own Pinterest boards. Sometimes if people are like, oh, I don't know, I'll whip it out and show them some different stuff maybe so that sometimes I can do something different. And sometimes people are like, oh, okay, I'll be like, oh, can I throw some glitter on you or something? And sometimes they'll say, okay, so that's fun. But when you're doing weddings especially, it's a lot of the same looks over and over again.
I can imagine. Are the Pinterest looks that you said everyone shows you, are they just normal people? Or are they celebrities?
So they're not celebrities. I mean, I assume they're like beauty bloggers. It's always really nice skin with like a nice soft eye, and it's kind of always the same look. So that's interesting. But it's not celebrities. It's normal looking girls. So I assume they're like bloggers or whatever because they're quality pictures.
Oh, well, probably that's better because I would think if I show you a celebrity photo, I'm kind of aiming too high because I just assume that celebrity makeup is cash facelift anyway. So.
Yeah, celebrities are wearing a ton of makeup, which doesn't necessarily look good on the average person, you know, unless you're somebody who has just gorgeous skin, you know, so.
Yeah, they're probably doing it for TV or whatever, and if you wear that
right.
at your wedding,
so
you're going to look crazy.
Yeah, first of all, you're not going to put that much makeup on. Let's be real. If I put that much makeup on people, they look scared. And the people who do usually request celebrities, they have some unrealistic expectations sometimes because they're like 50 and they're like, oh, I want to have no wrinkles. And I'm like, well, I can't do that. That's not really what I do. I'm like, I can make the wrinkles look less, but you're still going to have wrinkles.
Yeah, that's funny. That's so true. Well, I guess that kind of answers the next question I wanted to ask, was how much direction do people generally give you? So majority of the time, are they just kind of like, here, make me pretty? Or do you ever get people that are like, I want a bulge brow and like this color and this length of lashes? How specific do people get?
So it really just varies. Sometimes people are like, oh, this is what you do. Do whatever you think, which I love those people because they let me do what's going to look good as opposed to what they think looks good, which, I mean, everybody has their own version of what they think looks good. I don't have any problems with that, but it's definitely a mix. Some people are like, I want to have crazy lashes, and I want to have this and that and this and that, and then other people are just like, yeah, do whatever. So it's like 50-50. It's not more one than the other.
And can you tell me, what was one or a couple of your worst experiences with the worst clients, things that people do that are so crazy and just made it a horrible experience doing their makeup?
You know, honestly, I feel like, you know that thing, it's like your vibe attracts your tribe or whatever?
Yeah.
Basically, I have like the best clients. The only time I can ever think of that I was like, oh, hell no, was when I did a runway show one time, and it was so unorganized. I had people coming to me who I thought were models to, like, get their makeup done. I didn't get paid for this either. This was something that I did just to, like, kind of get my name out there, exposure, whatever. It's probably, like, 3 years ago. So people were coming to me, and I assumed they were models, so I was doing their makeup. And then I had one of the ladies who was in charge. She said, the girl who was in my chair, she's like, oh, why are you getting your makeup done? And I'm looking like, what do you mean? Why? She wasn't even a model. So I ended up doing 2 or 3 people's makeup that weren't even models. I was already doing it for free. It was so annoying. But as far as brides and actual clients, I'm really lucky. They're all pretty awesome.
Oh, well, that's good. Then hopefully it'll continue. I feel like you're pretty easygoing, and you do put out a positive vibe, so hopefully people return that, and maybe they decide not to be mean to you.
Yeah, well, I think I kind of have that attitude, too. I know what I'm doing. I'm here to do it. Don't mess with me, and then the same kind of vibe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So I think that matters, but I think also nothing that people do really bothers me. If somebody's, like, super specific, I'm like, okay, that's fine. They're paying you, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
Why would you feel any kind of way about it? You know, it's like I've seen artists before just be like, oh, that person was so annoying. But I'm like, but are they annoying? They're paying you to give them a service, you know? So
yeah, that's a good point. Did you have a moment ever that was kind of like your it moment where you were like, holy crap, I got this job and I can't believe I'm doing this. I never thought I'd be doing something like this. And I just want to pinch myself because I must be dreaming right now.
Honestly, the moments when I feel that are moments when I'm just kind of exhausted, which sounds crazy. But in moments when you're tired, you know, you don't want to be doing something. So I'll show up and I'm just like, oh, man, I am tired. But then I start doing it and people are happy. So once I start seeing people are happy, I'm like, okay, this is what I do. Even though I'm tired or I maybe am in a mood, you know, because people who do services are people too, you know. So sometimes you don't have good things and it's somebody's wedding. So you have to be all cheerful and stuff. And you're just like, oh, God, I'm not about this, you know. But then when you're like, oh, okay, this is why I do it. But I don't think there's any one specific moment because I feel just grateful, honestly, all the time. So
that's sweet. That's a good answer. Okay, so tell us some of your favorite makeup trends lately.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I like the fact that matte lips are kind of going out a little bit. I like that people are starting to do more glossy or semi-matte because matte is just so drying. They make the lips look so crusty.
No, I totally agree. I love how they look, but I have the worst. Well, okay, here's the real confession. I always say in my blog that I have the worst chapped lips, and I don't really explain why, but I guess the people who are listening to this get the secret inside scoop. The problem is I have a really bad habit of picking at my lips, which I know is insane. It's like one of those nervous habits that I don't even realize I'm doing it. So I know exactly what you mean because I have like 8 million lipsticks, and I basically never wear them because I'm like, these are just going to make my lips more chapped. So I'll just stick to like lip balms.
And I mean, it's really not like regular matte lipsticks so much. It's more so the liquid ones. And people say, oh, it's because you haven't found a formula. Like, no, honey, I've tried every formula. It's not my favorite. You know what I'm saying? I would rather put like a lipstick on somebody. And then for brides, I always recommend that they go buy the lipstick. Like if we do a trial, I'll be like, oh, go buy it, you know, so you can reapply. But I just think that a regular lipstick looks more, I don't know, you want your lips to look flush and soft, not dry and crusty.
Yeah, that's true.
So So I'm kind of glad that that trend is going out. I'm trying to think what else. Honestly, I look at the trends, but I try not to get too much influenced by certain things because doing actual makeup and, like, your Instagrams or your YouTubes, like, are completely different. Like, you're not going to do the trends that you would do that are on Instagram and on YouTube really on your clients. Like, more clients are asking for certain trends and stuff sometimes, but it's not the same kind of makeup. So that's why the trends, I feel like, don't really necessarily affect me so much.
Yeah, that's a good point. Most people, for the events you're doing, they want something that's kind of classic, and they can look back in pictures and be like, oh, I look good, not like, oh, why did I have glitter on my face? So.
Exactly. They just want, like, amazing skin. Yeah, exactly what you said, basically. And people will say that. Yeah, they're like, yeah, when I look back, I don't want to be looking back like, oh, my gosh, she had this crazy-ass winged eyeliner or, like, a cut crease or something. Now I do have people that want that. I can do it, but it's just not what normally people would ask for.
So do you wish you had more clients to practice that stuff on, or you don't really care?
Well, every week I try and get, like, one model and do a look that I wouldn't normally do. I either do, like, glitter or I do, like, color. You can see, like, different stuff on my Instagram. I kind of just started doing it, but it's helped me kind of fall back in love with makeup because it does get boring because I'm doing the same things over and over again, you know. And so that playtime has helped me to, you know, try out different techniques or try out different products or play in glitter or play with color, whereas normally I wouldn't really get to do those things. So,
yeah, and that reminds me of my own personal purchasing habit. Sometimes there's things where they're so pretty or they're so cool, but then sometimes I cave and buy them and sometimes I am smart and don't. For example, Tarte came out with this unicorn palette of eyeshadows, and they're all, like, rainbow-colored eyeshadows that are all glitter. And
yeah,
they're so pretty, but I didn't buy it because I'm like, you literally never in your life wear blue eyeshadow, so why would you buy this?
That's what I'm saying. So when it comes to stuff like that, most people every day are not going to do that. You know, they just don't. It's not wearable. My approach also, I have a very in-based approach. So to me, the most important thing is how does their skin look versus how does this eyeshadow look? Like, more so I care about how does their skin look, you know?
Yeah, I actually really like that you said that because when I look at pictures, like, okay, for example, sometimes I'll do my makeup and I've never been a very glam type person either. Like, in my day-to-day, I'll wear, like, tinted moisturizer, mascara, maybe some eyeliner. That's it. So when I do what I think is full glam and then I take a picture, it literally looks pretty much the same as my everyday no makeup look. Why did I even bother? So I think that's true. It's something you see a lot in pictures, unless you're going to have really close-up shots of your face. I think
yeah.
Your skin is really what matters because you're not going to really see the blend of your eyeshadow. You're not going to see brow hairs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So that's why I always make sure that my skin looks good. Skin, lashes, and brows, those are the things that I always make sure look good because I feel like those are the things that people are going to really look at the most, not the crazy, you know, eyeshadows and whatnot.
Actually, it's so funny that you say that because those are, like, the exact three things that I would say I care about and have spent money on because, well, I've already done posts about it. I'm sure you've seen them, but I got my brows microbladed, so
I know.
When I did that, I was like, okay, now I really woke up like this. And
yeah.
Then I don't do them all the time, but I'll do lash extensions a couple times a year when there's times when I have a lot going on or whatever that I just know I would
right.
be doing makeup a lot for and I don't feel like it. So brows and lashes, and then the last thing I'm missing is my skin because honestly, if I had perfect skin and I have my microblading and my lashes on, I wouldn't need to ever wear makeup.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
My problem now is dealing with the issues. As you know, we grew up in Florida and we thought it was cool to just lay outside and like rub baby oil on ourselves for like 8 hours. So
mm-hmm.
Now I'm like dealing with sunspots. So I'm seeing a dermatologist and I might do some IPL and stuff. But if I could just get my skin to look perfect without makeup, then I would just be so set. So let me move on to, are there any trends that you just like cannot stand and you wish they would die or they never happened?
I just am not a fan of, like, ridiculous things that nobody's going to obviously do. Like, I don't know if you've seen people doing that where they would put, like, a spoon and stuff on their face. Like, what the hell? Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, why are you even wasting your time making a YouTube video about this? Like, nobody's going to put a spoon on their face.
Oh,
like,
well, I saw have you seen the crazy one? Basically, the girl used her boyfriend's private parts to apply her foundation. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. I can't. No. See,
like, as a beauty blender.
Oh, my God. when this year started, I've literally been so busy. I haven't had time. Like, last year and years before, I used to pay so much attention to Instagram and, like, what people were doing. And I used to watch YouTube all the time to see what people were doing next. But this year, I haven't really even been seeing the trends because I haven't really had time to pay attention. But that's so ridiculous. I think also, didn't somebody use, like, a chicken cutlet thing or something because those weird Beauty Blender silicone sponges came out?
Yeah, I think that's what started it, actually, is those clear, round, yeah, they look like chicken cutlets. And then it's probably better that you're not paying attention because I feel like it was a challenge. Like, who can use random household objects? Because the last time I saw, people were using tampons to put, like, the tampon challenge. Like,
oh
no,
God.
Just get a brush.
The thing about those is they're purely clickbait. Like, these people don't take this seriously, you know what I'm saying? They're just doing that so you'll click on their video, you know, because it's so ridiculous. It's not that they actually think this is a good idea, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's all about those views now, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what everybody's obsessed with.
Okay, so if you could give all the listeners your number one makeup trick, what would you tell them that they might not know already?
This is like a technique that I use all the time, and people are always like shocked by it, which to me, it seems kind of basic, but I guess maybe if you're just a consumer, you wouldn't really know. But basically, if you take a flat brush that's just square with flat top, like a skinny one, you know, kind of like you can maybe do eyeliner or whatever with it. Does that make sense, the kind of one I'm talking about?
Yep.
Okay, so if you take one of those and you put either black eyeshadow or if you want like more daytime look, you can wipe it in some brown. And if you push that into your lashes, it'll actually make your lashes look longer and longer.
Oh, I like it.
That's what I do every day when I put on makeup because I'm not putting on eyeliner. I barely do makeup on myself. Like, I just do the bare minimum on myself because I got to go to everybody else's. I don't feel like doing this. So I do the bare minimum, but that's one trick that I will always do on myself because it just makes your eyelashes look better.
Okay, that's a good one. When you said that, actually, you made me think of something else when you mentioned going to do people's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? Because you're kind of in one of the industries where when I go see you, if you look like a disaster, I'm going to be a little nervous while I'm sitting there.
Yeah.
So do you pretty much just feel the need to do enough that people will trust you but not do full glam because that's kind of a waste, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that is a good point because I like to call it projecting, basically. So you don't ever want your client to be like, oh, my God, she's going to do that to me. I remember going to MAC when I was younger, and MAC nowadays is more so like they just do a little cake phase, you know? But back then, I feel like the MAC people used to look crazy because they would have, like, the craziest colors. It's a makeup place, so they play, you know? But I remember going there to get my makeup done, and I would look at the people in there, and I'm like, okay, can that girl do my makeup? So I kind of know what that feeling was. So I definitely try to keep it neutral, like, with the makeup that I do so that nobody projects. But sometimes you want to wear fun-colored lipsticks, and when you say, like, oh, what kind of lipstick do you want? They'll be like, oh, well, not like the one you have on. Or they'll say stuff like that, you know? So you're like, okay, well, obviously, you know? But people do. People do project. I mean, I've had people at weddings because, you know, sometimes I work with other girls be like, oh, can you do my makeup? Because I don't know, maybe the other girls wearing something crazy that day or whatever, you know. So it does happen, but yeah, it does happen because people get nervous. You're touching their face. This is their personal space.
Yeah, of course.
They can't see what you're doing either, so they just have to trust that you're not going to make them look crazy until the end, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's so true. Okay, what do you see people doing wrong the most when they're doing their makeup? Like, what mistakes are people making?
Well, one thing I always see are foundation shades not being correct.
Okay.
I would say foundation shades not being correct. I would say it looking too powdery because, you know, that whole, like, baking thing was in, so everybody was obsessed with that, but that can get out of hand real quick. And the other thing would probably be, oh, God, I don't even want to get started on brows because that's, like, a whole separate thing.
Well, I was wondering if you were going to bring that up.
Yeah, but I wouldn't include that necessarily in this because that's, like, a whole separate. That's, like, a whole other
We could do a whole interview about brows.
Yeah, seriously. Like, let's get it together, people. But
I know it's crazy.
I think the other one would be a contour looking crazy. Like, sometimes people leave the line, like, so harsh where they use something that's super kinky looking. Just sometimes look crazy. So, I mean, save those things mostly.
Okay, do you have any favorite YouTubers or beauty bloggers that you like to watch?
Well, I always look at your blog, obviously, because I have shopping problems, and it convinces me to buy things. I used to watch, like, so many, but now I probably just watch, I don't know if you know Jackie Aina. She's, like, a woman of color, but she has so much personality, so I think I watch her more for, like, her personality than necessarily the makeup. I like Desi Perkins. She always does really wearable looks. She doesn't do necessarily so many, like, crazy things.
Right.
Jen Atkin, I always look at. You know, she does, like, the Kardashians hair and, like, all of that. So I always, like, I more so watch her, though, to, like, see how she conducts herself as a businesswoman, because she is, like, a CEO. You know, I don't know if you're aware of that. Yeah, she's, like, the ultimate. When I see her doing things, I'm like, oh, that's something I need to start implementing and doing. Like, the whole Pinterest thing, because when she goes to her celebrity clients, she'll show them pictures and stuff, you know, to kind of convince them to try different things or whatever. So I kind of got that idea from her to create a Pinterest board of looks that I thought was good. But she's, like, more so on the hair end.
Oh, that's okay. Do you have any favorite makeup or beauty or hair brands, and why are they your favorite?
I don't even have a favorite brand. I like everything different for different things. Like, okay, so if I was going to say skin, I would say, well, I do a lot of airbrush, so I use Temp 2.
Okay.
So I obviously like that. But on myself, I'm still a MAC girl. Like, 6 plus is still my jam. I don't know if I'll ever not like that. So for skin stuff, I just think they have, like, the best. But that's not true, because I like Urban Decay, too. Okay, so if I was going to say for skin, I would say MAC and Urban Decay. For brows, obviously Anastasia. That's, like, the only brow stuff I use. I only use her brow powder and that, like, brow definer and the gel. Her brow products just come through for me. What else? Okay, like, eyeshadows. I can't even say.
There's so many.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard now, too, because I don't know about you, but I just feel like in the past year, it feels like there's been so many launches. Like, every day, it's, like, so many new things announced. I can't even keep up because it used to be, like, you're saying, like, a certain brand was kind of known for this and that, but now it's, like, everyone's getting into everything. Like, everyone has a highlighter. Everyone has a metallic lipstick now. Like, everyone has everything.
I know. And that is kind of, like, the tough part, because it's, like, all the brands are becoming well-rounded, so it makes it a little more difficult. But that's why I say there's not, like, any one particular brand I could say, because it just depends what thing it is, whether what brand I like or not.
Okay, so a reader asked, what is the appropriate tip or, like, tipping etiquette, I guess, for when you have your makeup done professionally?
Honestly, this is something that I don't know if people just don't care anymore, but lately it seems like people are not tipping as much. I don't know, like, what's changing about that. I don't know if maybe they feel like services are more expensive now, so they don't have to because you're making more money or something. I don't know. But, I mean, I would say just tip, like, 15 or 20, just like you would anything else.
Typical.
But that, I don't know. That's just how I grew up, you know what I'm saying? Like, even people tip differently at restaurants and whatnot. But to me, I'm always like, oh, yeah, somebody does a service, and, you know, you tip them 15 to 20%. Unless you're just not happy.
Yeah, and especially if it's someone you might want to use again, like, you know, if that's your makeup girl.
Yeah, and you remember that. Like, you remember if somebody doesn't tip. You remember if somebody is just, like, bitchy and rude or, like, whatever. These are things you remember. So if they go to book you again, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm booked.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, do I really want to put up with this person, you know? So it kind of goes both ways. I understand it's the consumer, but we have the option to be like, oh, we don't want to work with them again either if we don't want to, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, and then just kind of to wrap things up, do you want to stay doing makeup for a long time? You know, where do you see yourself going with this, I guess?
Something that I'm trying to figure out right now myself, too, because I've been doing so many weddings. But really my heart lies with photo shoots. I love being on set, and I love getting those images back with the looks that I created. So I think as time goes on, I kind of want to, like, base what I'm doing more in that realm. And I have some ideas, but nothing really solid yet. So I guess I'll just have to let you know when or if something happens.
Okay. And then where can people find you? How do you want the listeners/readers to be able to look you up? Just plug all your socials and your website. Okay. And also, I do have a lot of people that I think are in the area where you work. So also let people know how they can contact you if they want their makeup done or anything beauty.
Okay. Well, the easiest way is going to be my website, because that kind of leads to everything. If you're looking for Instagram or, like, email, whatever, everything is on the website. So my website is www.caitlinshewart.com.
I'll link it on this post. So if you're hearing this, just click below. You're going to see it right there.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so my website is the best, like, way to see what's kind of going on or get in contact with me. I have all my, like, favorite work and stuff on there. And then my Instagram is at Caitlin Schuert, M-U-A. So that I post on a lot more because it's, like, selfies and little videos. I've been trying to be really active with the Insta stories and stuff, too. So if any of your listeners have anything they want me to share on there or whatever, that might be good to know, too. But those are really the two main ones, my website and the Instagram.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to have them both linked below. And if you guys have any questions, you can always comment on the blog post, too, and then I'll point you guys in the right direction as well.
Yeah, sounds great.
Girl, thank you so much for doing this interview. I had a lot of fun.
I know. This was so fun. I feel like I could just talk forever.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, thanks so much, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.